What's up? This is Uncle Scooty, Rock Creek Social Club, Premium Co. Diet Starts Monday. So Scooty just means that I just don't know how to be still. I've had that's a childhood nickname. The uncle part came from I don't ever want to be perceived as a person that sons somebody, like you know, you're not my son, and I don't want to belittle anybody, but you know, but I'm the uncle. I'm you know, I'm not your father. I'm your friend. I'm originally from Washington, D.C. Most people know me through a lot of different channels. I like to say that the start of it was Rock Creek Social Club. That was kind of the thing that kind of put me on the map. I was always super popular with everybody, just living in a lot of different places from D.C. to Maryland, just befriending a lot of people who had influence in the area. When I started my own thing, it was a hit and it gave me a lot of notoriety. It was actually the reason why I was able to start all of these other ventures, but everything kind of started with Rock Creek Social Club. So Rock Creek Social Club was the brainchild of my partner, Jerome Baker. There was a void in the city for artists and creatives alike in the party club scene or whatever. This is 2010. DC clubs were more so like modern day segregation because everything is kind of like VIP. It's like, you know, the general area. There was always like a scene at the door where, you know, a person like me who's popular, you know, I know a lot of people, I was always able to get in, but my friends were not able to get in. And that was always like a problem for me. And Jerome and a couple other people actually felt the same way. And we're like, you know, we can't really put up a fight because it's their thing. But what we can do is we can start our own thing. And that's what we did. The idea became we're all just regular, ordinary people at the end of the day. We have a lot of similarities, whether we know it or not. And if we put all of those people or open-minded people in one room and we play this one song that's not top 40, it's a song that everybody loves but never gets played on the radio. You're a hipster kid and you're standing next to a guy who's in a suit that works on Capitol Hill. And to the left of you is a kid that's originally from D.C. that might be from Montana Avenue or wherever. Jeans sagging, Jordans and everything, just kind of giving off that vibe. And then we play this one song and you all are vibing to it. It's like, I mean, that's a good feeling, right? When you're looking around you and you can feel comfortable. And I'm 36 years old. The DC that I remember, it was a place where, you know, like people just really just did not fuck around. You grew up really, really, really fast. You know, you had to just to be able to survive. You know, like there's a huge population of people that were around during that time that are no longer alive. There are people that are, you know, incarcerated. Like we lost an entire generation. It really like opened the city up for it to be gentrified just because you just wiped out like neighborhoods and neighborhoods and neighborhoods of people. You know, I was one of those people that, you know, I learned really, really early on, you know, how to survive in any situation. Most of my friends didn't have a father figure. You know, I grew up with my dad. My dad was still a single parent, but having him and having that discipline in the house was like, you know, failure wasn't an option for me. So he worked a lot of long hours. So for him, you know, it was, look, I gotta work. You know, I went to private school when I was younger. So my dad was like, look, school isn't, you know, isn't free and it isn't cheap. I have to work. So I have a responsibility and you have a responsibility. You need to get yourself together and you need to man up. You need to learn how to be independent. If I fail, I have nobody to blame but myself. When did, you know, fashion start for us? So, like I mentioned earlier, you know, I went to private school. But when I got to junior high school, I actually left private school and I started going to public school. 7 years of my life wearing uniforms 5 days a week. When I got to junior high school, I had 5 days a week now. Went from uniforms to, like, you got to, like, You got to put on some real clothes. And my father, you know, he wasn't super into like fashion. He didn't want to hear any of that shit. Like, we were going to go to Macy's so you can get some nice clothes, but and it's not going to be the most expensive stuff. So my clothes weren't trash, but, you know, but they just weren't tight. And my cousins, and they would give me a bunch of hand-me-downs and stuff like that. So when I would get these bags, I'm like, shit, like I'm like sifting through them. Like, I know it's something that, oh, this Tommy Hilfiger shirt, oh, this Guess, you know, jeans, Guess shirt or whatever. Being fresh and being fashionable was such a big thing in D.C. that I had to take the things that I had and I had to make them fresh. And then it just kind of just, you know, it just kept going from there. Dice Sauce Monday is a retail restaurant bar on 14th and U. Really try to be a pillar within our community in saying that, hey, we could easily go to LA and do a pop-up. But for us, it's like, no, we want to bring those things back to DC. I always believe that the three keys to success are education, experience, and exposure. And I think the reason why a lot of people either leave from DC or don't make it in DC is because we don't have those things. We've been the number one Nike consumer for probably 35 years or something like that. Nike isn't coming here. They're not doing any type of pop-ups or anything or any type of installations. You know, they're going to Chicago or they're going to New York or they're going to LA or they're going to Miami. Like, they're skipping over us. So we don't have those things. You know, it's not acceptable. A kid that's inspiring to be a shoe designer or whatever, he has nothing to look at here. So that's why we lose a lot of people to these larger markets. So I want to be the person to say, you know, fuck that. You know what I mean? I'm gonna bring the shit back home.